with me, I've got DJD and Farmer.
Howdy.
Hey, what's going on?
Sitting there in the back in the booth, we've got Craig, and in the audience, we have Piccinini. Caitlin is here. I think Caitlin popped in because.
Hey.
I have a confession. Turns out World of Warcraft has 3.5 billion and one players because, man, it's almost a problem. It's almost a problem for me right now.
That's why Johnny hasn't played with us, David, like at all. It's like he's lost in the World of Warcraft.
Man, you know, I'm just going through the Mists of Pandaria expansion, which I know is old content, but I've never done it. And I'm doing dungeons. I'm playing on a gnome priest, and I hit level 70, which is it's like the soft max, right? The max is 80, but you have to have the newest expansion, which I don't. So 70 is like the soft max. And I followed a little, you know, skill tree thing suggestion for like the kind of priest I am. Bro, I've got heals for days. It's just a fun time. Just a fun time. Like healing in dungeons and stuff. And I'm already leveling a second character. It's great.
Is that like your whole thing with like Destiny where you're like invulnerable, you know, with your guardian? You know, he's like, you pretty much couldn't get damaged at one point until they changed it. But so now you're doing the heals for days. So basically the same thing where you can't.
Originally,
die.
I made a healer character because I made this character with David and Carly back in the day. And I think they both made like DPS type characters. So I made a healer character. And I just didn't want to delete him and start over, right? When I came back. Fair. I was like, well, he's already like level 12, you know, like I might as well just keep the guy. But I love little characters in games like gnomes, dwarves, like whoever is the smallest dude, I'm about him. Right. So like making a gnome healer is great. That being said, not tanky at all. It's not like my dude is one of the problems I have is remembering to stay far enough away that I'm not just getting wrecked, because dude, I get wrecked pretty hard. But like so little complaint here, so I'm playing a holy priest, and I don't have a res that you can do in combat. I have like this huge group res I can do, and then I have these other reses, but I don't have a combat res. What's up with like the main healing class not having a combat res? I don't know. I don't get it, man. But I'm making a goblin priest. So I used to be a horde player. Now I'm an alliance player because of the gnome. And now they have goblins, other little dudes on the horde side. First off, ugly. Very ugly. Don't love that. So now I'm playing through on that guy. I just hit level 18. I literally just logged out. Why are you talking about World of Warcraft? I literally just logged out. But what's up with you guys? How have you been? How was last week?
It was good. Lots of Halo news. That was kind of crazy. It was kind of perfect, honestly.
That Halo news dropped the day after we recorded last week. Like, man, that was annoying.
We were literally just saying too, like, I wonder what's gonna happen with Halo. It's kind of weird we haven't heard, and then boom.
Personally, the rebranding to Halo Studios I think is cool. I am excited that they're moving to Unreal. I mean, I'm a little bummed because I kind of liked the engine, but you guys talked about this, but like I think their reasoning makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I what I really wish in an ideal world, I wish that Xbox would like assign a team to build an engine for their studios to use, and then just like do that like under wraps or whatever. And then like if any other studios wanted to lend expertise or like use that engine, like then they could. But that's like a 10-year project and they need a dedicated team for it. They can't like split their Halo team and try to do it at the same time, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and so that means there's going to be like a new Halo flagship game coming out, I'm assuming, on the series consoles.
Allegedly, Project T'Chanka is going to be the next Halo game.
Project allegedly. What?
Project T'Chanka, which was a rumored game made by Certain Affinity with some collaboration with 343. Well, now Halo Studios. Mm-hmm. And the rumor was that that turned into a battle royale at some point. I don't know how true that still is or whether even that's true. But like the rumor, like supposedly that's one of the games for sure in development for the change over to Unreal.
Well, and they also said that it's not just one game. You know, they've got multiple games in the works. Multiple games in progress.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yep. Halo Wars 3
expand. Well, yeah, but something even new. You know, some new narrative on the outside of the storyline that, you know, ties in, but also is its own thing would be really cool.
A Halo StarCraft, like, you know, like merging of universes, that would be insane. But they could do it now.
Wouldn't it be funny if they're like, oh, yeah, guys, we got new games. And it's like, guess what? Halo 3 remastered, baby. Yeah.
Well, Halo 1, 2, 3 all redone.
Yeah. Like one of the things that we've discussed before is like Halo CE remake, like the rumors about that. And I was kind of like, why Halo would they do CE that?
Remake.
But also, like, I mean, like with this new engine and stuff, I could totally see it. Like, I really could. After seeing like the visuals of like their like testing of the Unreal and how that looks for their Halo artists to use it, like, I mean,
And with it being on a different engine, how it functions differently, you know, maybe they do want to try to, you know, soft reset a little bit. I hope they don't, but you know, if they do it right, I guess I'd be down with it. But if they start messing with some of the lore that as we know it. That I almost really wonder bother me.
So we know that the studio doing Gears, the Coalition, is doing a new Gears like remake of the first game or something like that, or some kind of prequel.
Yeah, it's like a some prequel, kind of weird but thing. Almost like yeah. a soft reset at the right. same time as well.
Like I wonder if Halo Studios is going to do the same. Like I wonder if this is Xbox trying to like kind of like reset and go from there, and like not necessarily, hopefully not. Change canon too much, but like just reintroduce the foundation of their flagships.
It could be because it's been 20 years for both of just about both of those games, and there's a lot of new people out there they're trying to market to.
There's a whole generation that's never played like any Xbox titles that they might be trying to like reach at this point.
I mean, but they know them from Fortnite, you know. That's so true. Like, do they need to remake the games?
All they need to do is marketing and say, hey, play the game from Fortnite.
Yeah,
we made the game from we made the people from Fortnite into a game.
True,
right?
True.
That's the marketing scheme right now.
How is Cortana not like a playable character in Fortnite? You know what I mean? Just
that's
Master
a good question.
Chief.
Actually, I feel like she should be. Yeah, or at least Cortana like there or should be Sergeant some Cortana Johnson? Like thing. You know, like
Oh man, Arbiter! I want to see the Arbiter.
Man, I hope that we get to like play as elites again at some point. I'm sure we will at some point, but like, I hope I'm not 60 by the time it happens.
Yeah. Elites, play as some brutes. I play as a grunt. Let's go.
As brute. So we just talked about how I love like being a little character. If they made grunts, that's
with all the good lines,
that would be,
you know,
pretty cool. Like
all I would be.
That would be so cool. If actually like the next, like, what if there's like a Halo MMO or something, or like a Halo like RPG where you like get to like choose your own character and your own race and stuff? Like the universe is big enough to sustain that, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
And you could just hear these stories in the background about all these things that are happening in the universe.
You choose to be a grunt. You're just like living your life, and Master Chief just murders everyone in your village.
Everybody in your tribe.
This is a bit of a spoiler, but Nier Automata, the second playthrough, you start off playing as like one of the robots, and then like you get killed.
As far as Halo on Unreal, I'm kind of pumped for it, but I don't.
I think it'll look great. I think it
trying
will.
To keep my expectations low, right?
Sure.
That's what's going to make it even better. So if you can have low expectations on it, it'll do fine.
Yeah, well, that's always the trick.
Man, like Infinite, I feel like, was a really good story. Not maybe the best, but really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I mean, and, coming from 5, it's actually really good.
Right. And graphically and everything, I feel like that game was great. The biggest problem was, like, the no co-op, I feel like, in terms of the campaign itself.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, sure. I mean, at launch.
Yeah. Like, and even now, with the way that they implemented co-op, I think that that was just lazy. Right. But, yeah. And no DLC. Because, like, there's a lot of questions there. Yeah. And what I don't like that these Xbox studios are doing lately, and kind of frustrates me, is, like, they have these really compelling, like, stories that are pretty good, and then they leave off at cliffhangers, and then we just don't know what's coming next. And then the next announcement is, oh, we're doing something else. And it's like, come on. Yeah. Like, what the heck? You know?
Yeah,
like, what
is- you gotta wait an extra 2 more years now.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
At least.
No, that's very true. The honestly, I feel like Infinite had, like, it may be controversial, but as far as Halo games, Infinite had one of the better stories, in my opinion. At least agree. Of, like, your engagement of, or for me, of trying to figure out what happened, right? It felt very much like ODST, right? In that way of, like, you don't remember what happened and you have to go back and put together all the clues. I actually really liked that. I thought it was really great.
And I mean, coming off 5, I thought that it was a wonderful change.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they, like, that, they did the best they could do with what 5, you know, set them up for, you know, like,
I honestly, I think that that might be one of the best retcon kind of, like, rewriting of, like, stories that I've seen in a video game, like, in terms of, like, trying to correct, like, a, you know, a mistake or, like, a direction that they decided not to pursue or whatever happened with 5. Like, I
they
mean,
probably
I think that
hired,
was actually really good.
They probably hired some Fast and Furious writers. They were like, hey, hey, y'all are the kings of retconning. How do you, how can we fix this?
And well, like, we've seen it
honestly,
go so badly
isn't
with
that
movies,
how
right?
Halo 5, so, though, did it. I think Fast and Furious writers were part of Halo 5, and that's what happened there.
No, because
They had to get some real writers back in.
No,
in the
Fast
room.
And Furious is all about, like, it turns out someone was there that, and we just never showed them on camera. But they were in the room, right? Like, that's how they do it. They're like, oh, man. And then they, like, pan slightly over, and Jason Momoa was in the corner, you know?
But honestly,
like, oh,
man.
Time.
He was there works, the whole time. It works. It works right up until they, like, leave off at, like, a ridiculous cliffhanger. And then you have to wait, like, 3 years for the next,
what,
like film.
Like, whatever, I mean, happened, like, to Roland, the AI on, God, what was the ship even called now? I don't even remember. What was the big ship called?
The Infinity.
In Halo 5. Was it the Infinity?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. Then why wasn't it, oh my God, I don't even, yeah, and what happened, the big ship got destroyed, the big
well,
bad ship.
We really don't know a lot of what happened to most of the people on that ship or whatever. Or
you actually have to read the books.
Man, like, I feel like there was so much potential for DLC for Halo Infinite.
You know who did that?
I feel like there was.
You know who did that first? Who did it? Was freaking Destiny. Freaking Bungie.
They pulled a Destiny number on that one for sure.
You know what you guys, hey, you love to learn lore in our video game? How about you buy a book and read that, you nerd? And it's just like, but I don't want to do that.
Or read it for free or whatever. But, like, you know, like, but not here, not in game. You have to go like our website.
Not here
whatever,
at all.
Or,
like, it kind of disengages you from the whole playing.
It does. Yeah.
You know who did that? Who did a good job? Did you guys? I mean, I know David did, but Farm, did you ever watch the TV show Heroes?
No, I don't think I ever did.
So Heroes, what they would do was they would have an episode every week. Right. Because this is back in, like, the days of, you know, doing that on TV. And during the week, they would release comics. So if you wanted Heroes content, you could go to their website and you could actually read the comics during the week. And the comic line,
that is very smart.
Marketing. The comic line was, like, adjacent to the main story of Heroes. So there would be, like, kind of side characters introduced in the story. Right, that they don't pursue, and the comics would often explore their stories and just build out the world, and it was great. I actually really
that's really cool way of doing something. I
right?
mean, honestly,
to be like, oh,
a better way.
You want more of this? You can have more of it, right? And then you're excited for the next thing. But that's
it gives it for like, okay, the people who really care and want to dig in, great, you can go and do it here. But for the people who just want to watch it for what it is, they don't have to. So you can all enjoy the film for what it is, the show, and then if you want additional content, you can go get it. I think that makes sense outside of the opposite way of doing that, where you like really don't have answers. That frustrates me, when they never answer these questions.
Same, where they're like, I don't have time to explain why I don't have time.
Hey, like, she's like so cool, though. All the Bray stuff in Destiny is so cool. I love
it. How long did it take for that to pay off, though? That was Destiny 1.
Yeah, like literally like 9 years, yeah.
Like that was Destiny 1 that happened. And then like, but going back to, so we talked about, you know, how I'm addicted to World of Warcraft. The writing in it is not bad. I'm actually kind of surprised. The other MMO I had been playing was Elder Scrolls Online, which the writing in it is bad. And even like the little side quests, I'm surprised at how decent it is. I'm pretty into it. I'm enjoying it. You gotta join WoW. I know you have so much time.
Wow.
You have so much time in your schedule.
Yeah. All I can say is WoW.
You play WoW, you really play Elite Dangerous, you know? I mean, yeah.
I'm getting a headache right now just thinking about this.
I got it on my Steam Deck. It's not on Steam, but I finagled a way to play it on my Steam Deck, and it's great. You should totally do it.
Johnny, since we're, you know, visual bit time, what's the whole thing about the pasta thing you got there in the back?
What pasta thing? Oh, that's a little framed board for Chiho, and really what you're just buying is the frame. But in Japan, they often, like for this, like that's just a weird picture. It's nothing. She's gonna turn it into, like, she has like a face painting board over here where she has pictures of the different things that she can do. She's gonna turn it into that. Also, visual bit time, my son's here. He was here earlier, like waving around and stuff. We are gonna go shopping after this after the podcast. Because for those of you who don't have children, you should know you spend a lot of money on clothes. Because kids, they freaking, you know, they either grow out of their clothes or they wear them out, you know, because like kids' clothes aren't super strong and hardy because they know that they're just going to grow out of them. Yep, no, we don't need to buy your shoes.
They throw them together and then they wear them out because they're on their knees all the time. And then they go through all their shoe sizes like so quickly.
Like nothing. And you're like, I feel like I have a pair of shoes that I bought when I moved here 10 years ago,
right?
That they're still great, right? Like, yeah, and granted, right? Those aren't my daily wearers, but I still have them, right? Like, and man, it's like, didn't we just buy you shoes? We just went to the stores. So hold on, I got my list here. Check this out. We got to buy, and I was like asking my wife, I'm like, what's the budget? You know, because man, like kids' clothes, we have to buy at least one pair of pants, 2 to 3 shirts, maybe a hoodie, maybe a jacket. I'm pretty good on clothes, so I'm probably not going to buy any clothes unless something really calls to me. Like this shirt I'm wearing right now. I have this Final Fantasy VI shirt on.
Oh, nice, nice.
I never wear this because it's white, and I have 2 children under 2 at the house. So, like, even if I'm fine, they're grubby little hands, right? They'll touch you and leave, like, a butter handprint on you or something.
The oil mark.
Yeah, so I knew I was going to be out all day today, so I was like, I'm going to be brave and wear this beautifully perfect white shirt.
Nice.
You know? We'll see how long it lasts.
So I just got a shirt. Isabel made me a shirt that has Tennessee on it, kind of after the song I wrote, and it has my name, and so kind of like towards my music branding. Anyways, so she gave it to me, and literally the first day that I wear it, I got this oil mark on it, and it's not white by any means, but still, it's like, are you kidding me? How? But it's because I was eating while I was driving, and there you go.
There you go. You know what? That's me too. I can't eat. I can't eat and have any, like, I just take my shirt off half the time now if I'm at home, not like at a restaurant. That would be funny though. Like, I'm at like a nice sit down place and I like take my shirt off and I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go.
But you know, also, like, I feel like that's like that needs to happen with everything you buy, where you just need to like mess it up a little bit just to like get over that whole like anxiety about like messing it up or not.
Yeah, breaking you it know? In a little bit.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's like anything new. Yeah. You got to, you know, make a scratch or like a dent or something in it to make it yours, right? You got to break it in somehow.
But. Like, don't total your car, but maybe, you know, hit a little sidewalk or something. You know?
It's like, I mean, like, maybe, David, as he pulls his car out of the driveway, just buying it. He's like, you know what? I'm going to hit that guardrail. Just scrape it up just a little bit.
There's because, a fire hydrant I can just kind of like raise past, you know? I mean,
it's like, why have anxiety when I can just get it over with right now?
Yeah. I'm thinking he's like, sees like an elementary school kid on a bike and he's like, perfect.
No.
Perfect. This is the only white shirt I own. So far, it's still white. So far, so good.
Actually, I need to get a jacket for a NAVCON this December because I remember what I was gonna say. My current jackets,
and it'll be cold. Farmer, so what is this? You wrote a new song.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
What's it about?
I've actually written several lately, but the newest one, I performed it actually yesterday. Technically, it's called the Autumn Boogie. Autumn Boogie Woogie. The Autumn Boogie Woogie. Yeah. So no, it's about autumn time and doing the Autumn Boogie Woogie. With you, you know,
is it a song that you can dance to?
Well, we don't have a dance for it yet, but yeah, it's definitely it's like a swing style dance.
Are you gonna make a TikTok? Are you gonna make a TikTok challenge and maybe do the Autumn Boogie Woogie, and that's how you're gonna blow up, right? That's how that works nowadays.
That would be crazy.
Is you do a TikTok dance? You do a TikTok dance, and then everybody does it. You know,
yeah.
D, you'll support, right? You'll do the Autumn Boogie Woogie on TikTok, right? I know you're on there.
I have not used TikTok in a while because I stand by my principles. Okay, and we talked so much trash about TikTok that I immediately like stopped using it.
I re-downloaded TikTok because it was recommended to me to post my so I've been also playing Tiny Glade, right? Mm-hmm. And it was recommended to me to post my Tiny Glade content onto TikTok because there people are like, oh, people will like it there. And I just want to point out that so far it's really been nothing and it's a huge waste of my time.
I'm getting followers on TikTok and I feel kind of bad for them. I kind of want to tell them like, hey, don't follow me here. I'm never going to be back. I'm sorry.
If you're expecting content here, kind of like, you're not going to get any.
The mass amount of people like allegedly leaving Twitter because of like the block functionality went away this week.
Oh, what? Why did they get rid of that? Do you have to pay
for
it?
So you can still block people, but they can still see your stuff. They just can't interact with it.
Well, what's wrong with that? Okay, question. Is that bad?
Yes, that's
bad. They can still see it, but they just can't interact with it?
Yeah, because like the whole point of blocking someone is denying them like access to your content, right? Like, I mean,
If you have somebody who's like really creepy, you don't want them to see anything about you, you know?
And I mean, like, sure, they can log on to an alt or like, you know, just log out or whatever. I don't even think that you can really see too much of someone's like profile without logging in now, I think. I could be wrong on that. But, like, yeah, they could use an alt or something, but, like, that still requires extra effort from them as opposed to, like, just, like, serving up your content to everyone that you've, like, currently blocked. So, I mean, like, it's just really annoying, and I could see how people who get harassed a lot are not okay with that. I could see that.
Well, bottom line, they're trying to push that, you know, that blue check mark over there.
Well, and that's my biggest thing is like it's all about engagement, right? It's all about like, you know, oh, hey, like now every post will have like that many more like eyes on it or whatever. But my guess would also be that potentially maybe like Elon just didn't like that he was blocked by some people And so, like, he decided to
that and everybody else.
Because, you know? I mean, I feel like, you know, like those personal interactions of his, like, kind of explain every single change he's made recently. But, I mean,
yeah. You know. I mean, it's his personal, you know,
it's his website, social media. Right?
I mean, he did buy it, you know.
Yeah,
he bought it.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to use this thing. Well, you know, bots have been just, like, terrible, not just there, but everywhere.
Too. Yeah, but I really dislike the way that Twitter, sometimes known by Johnny as X.
I was gonna say, what's that?
What? Yeah, it's like, what's Twitter? Like, he didn't correct you any, like, what's the deal tonight? He's just off of it.
It felt really weird to mention Twitter, I think, last week and Johnny not be here. Because in my head, but you know what, though?
He was gone, so he's kind of not used to being in the groove.
So.
When you said that, I actually was, while I was editing, I even was like, is Farmer going to be like, what's that? Is Farmer going to cover
no,
me?
No, that's not my thing. That's definitely you.
Yeah, like, you could be like,
Johnny will say it. Johnny will do
you
it.
You could be like, oh man, you know, hey, I know Johnny's not here, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw in there that, what? What's that?
But like, so honestly, a bunch of bots, like,
I want to leave it.
there's actually a ton of, like, really kind of disturbing activity in terms of bots on Twitter. Like, there are a bunch of new accounts that only spew political stuff. And then when you go back to their oldest post is no more than like a year old, but they've somehow mm-hmm. tweeted like 3,000, 4,000 posts in that year. And it's like, that seems weird. And every single fishy, thing that they say is like super fishy. Controversial. And it's like, that's weird. You know, like, I mean, like, I don't have any proof that they're not real people, but it is kind of weird that they, like, you know, created an account within the last year and then just went off like that, you know?
Like, it's almost like somebody could be using these things as, you know, a way of not tying it to them, but getting their point across without being, you know, again, tying to their name, but actually using these bots to their advantage. I could see it.
But like the other thing I don't like is like
David over here is judging the Twitter power users, the X power users. He's like,
I mean, maybe, like, maybe,
man, they've not even been here that long. Look at how much that they've been posting.
You guys didn't know we were going to be talking about conspiracy theories tonight.
I have a few in regards to Twitter, but I won't go into them here. But the other one that really annoys me is how Twitter was like, okay, we'll get rid of all these bots,
you mean X?
At the time, most of those bots were like doing adult content, like promos, right? Like, and a lot of it wasn't even like real adult content or whatever. And like, then Twitter, like, completely, you mean X? Yes, I do. Twitter backed off. Twitter backed off that and said, oh, we're now allowing adult content. They just need to be marked as such or whatever. It's like, okay, so you just decided that you can't get rid of the bots. And also, that was one of Musk's promises in terms of, like, why he wanted Twitter. Was like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of bot behavior there. I want to get rid of it all. Yeah, that's not going so well. Not going – anyway, sorry. Don't mean to go off on a Twitter rant. I saved that for Twitter. But, yeah.
So we have in the audience, Travis is saying he doesn't acknowledge the other Twitter name. The problem is that's the name. That's the problem. The reason I keep bringing it up is because it's like, listen, just get off of it. Just get, you know, people still be on it. People still call it Twitter. It's not Twitter anymore, guys. The old Twitter can't come to the phone anymore because it's dead.
I mean, right? The URL still works. So until the URL goes away, until every single reference to Twitter has been erased, Twitter still exists.
Well, the URL just redirects to x.com.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Twitter.
Yeah, but that Twitter. Ooh, needs
that is
to be
a good
just,
point. Travis is bringing up Blue Sky. I've been seeing Blue Sky has been growing.
Yeah,
quite a bit. Have you checked out Blue Sky, Farmer?
I have not.
Have you tried?
I'm not over on Blue Sky.
I'm not over on Blue Sky either.
I've tried Threads a little bit, but Threads has just been okay for me. I mean, nothing. That's right. Nothing to write home about, honestly.
Same. Honestly, it's a lot like what was formerly called Twitter in the sense that it's not fun and not nice to use.
I enjoy Twitter quite a bit, but I don't know. My feed is super curated, and I don't talk about political stuff on Threads, so that's probably why I love it.
My feed is
great. Right up until like I get into like a lonely arc or something, and then like then I get a bunch of like posts in my feed going, I'm single, I'm so lonely, and it's like, no, wait, no, I don't want this in my feed. I don't need this.
So do you market as you're not interested in that kind of content, or do you not interact with it?
I just don't interact with it. I just like interact with the stuff I like, and usually my feed like ends up like normalizing after a while. But what I hate about algorithms, and we've talked about algorithms to death, is like, I mean, like, I hate how you can't just like naturally see like the people that you follow, you know, like unless you actually go to like the following tab or whatever.
Or you actually go to their personal page, you know?
Yeah. And even then, it'll still show you like kind of in an algorithmic fashion, like the people that you follow.
It doesn't show you like, yeah, no. So this is an interesting thing. I was talking with Chiho about this because Chiho wasn't really into social media very much before she started doing art stuff, right? And I was like, you know what sounds crazy is there was a time on like Facebook or like Instagram pre-TikTok that you could like finish your social media, right? Like, cause it would show you like the latest posts from everybody in that order. Mm-hmm. And you could just scroll and you would eventually get to where the last time you were on was. So if you were on social media every day, so like for example, you're on Instagram and you go to sleep and you wake up and you could usually relatively easily from, you know, 9 a.m. scroll back to the last thing you saw 12 hours ago at 9 p.m.
Yeah, right? Because it wasn't showing you ads. It wasn't showing you anybody else's feed. You were actually getting only your friends. The people that you cared to.
And like in sequential order,
you would just see it. And then you would be like, all right, I've caught up. And you would get off the app, right? Mm-hmm. You would put it away and be like, all right, I caught up. No big deal. I specifically remember doing this. This is funny. On Twitter. Way back in the day, right? That's what I would do.
Yep,
I would scroll back and then be done. And it's just interesting how, like, you know, they want you to stay on and be doom scrolling as much as possible so you can, you know, consume as many ads as possible and such. And, like, just how that's not a thing anymore. You have to really be like, I'm done, you know, because it will just keep showing you stuff. So, like, do you guys know Van on Twitch?
And to kind of go further with what you're saying there, Johnny. To kind of go further with what you're saying, you not only do you have to, you know, continue to scroll, but if you want to find things that you're interested about, you either have to search or you have to go to somebody's page specifically. If not, you'll never, ever find it. So annoying.
Well, that and so like Van, who I know from Twitch, has. Yes. What is it? Kalili? Kalili Van? I don't know how to say the first part, but she does Tiny Glade content. And since I've started posting Tiny Glade stuff, I'm getting her stuff on my feed. And I'm super excited about it, right? Like liking it, commenting on it. But then I'm also seeing, like, she posted this, like, 4 days ago.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Kind of a thing. 4 days ago, 5 days ago, and I'm all like, oh my god, this is so great. And of course, like, engagement's fine and such, but it's one of those things of, like, I would have loved to have seen this, you know?
Day one.
My problem, though, too, is like, so I'll see something from 4 days ago that'll have like a question or whatever, like or some kind of statement or something. And I'll engage with that. And then there will be like a post like more recently that'll pop up later down in my feed. That'll be like, you know, completely like nullifying the whole reason that I engaged with that earlier post from 4 days ago. And it's just that's frustrating to me. It's like I see somebody like on a trip or something and I'm like, hope you have a good flight. And then like, you know, like then I'll see a post like from like 1 hour ago and it'll be like, oh, that was the worst trip ever.
Oh, I'm like, shoot. Whoa. Sorry about that. delete the comment quick. Maybe they won't see it.
Yeah. It's just dumb that like you can be like that out of time when the whole point of social media theoretically was connection. I mean, now it's
well, and we basically have gone, we've gone backwards. You know, we had a really good system, but they realized that people were actually, like Johnny was saying, getting off because they were catching up. It was perfect. why read anything more than you needed it to, right?
Well, it went from being a thing that we all shared with people we knew, right, and turning into like brands and celebrities getting on there, and it's like turned into just like content consumption, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's not really
marketing. Any different than it's really marketing TV. Too.
And like
they use it for marketing so much.
And there's some benefits to that, right? Like there's ton of discoverability that didn't exist before that like you might have never ever like been able to tap into. But I don't think that the cons are necessarily worth that. At least
it's interesting.
At least in the case of like certain social medias. Like specifically Twitter, also known as X. Like, I mean, like, and the worst.
I feel thing, like, so hold on. We're not saying that right. It is X, formerly known as Twitter. It's not Twitter, also known as X, right? That company's not there anymore. Like, no, but here's another example. Here's another example, right? Like, do we still talk about, like, what is it? Northwest Airlines? No. Delta bought it and absorbed it. It's now like, Delta.
Who knows that, Johnny?
Who knows that? Don't you guys remember Northwest Airlines? Don't you guys? Do you? I mean, I used to fly on it when I was a kid, so that's the easy one.
No, Southwest.
What's the another airline that merged? What about U.S. Airways and American Airlines? They merged into American.
I wasn't much into paying attention to the companies in flights.
What about Rite Aid?
I mean, they still exist.
But the stores that were bought by Walgreens no longer exist.
I mean,
Walgreens now.
Right.
They're Walgreens now.
Well, half of them are. There's like
right.
still
the
like,
ones that
were, still has.
Right.
Like,
the ones that were bought.
Stores.
Twitter was bought and is now X. It's not Twitter, also known as X.
It's not,
X,
though. Like,
formerly known as Twitter.
In a bunch of their legal documentation and a bunch of their company paperwork, they still have Twitter. And the probably part of the reason for that is like firing all the people who normally would have gone through and changed all that. Like, I mean, yeah,
it is X, formerly known as Twitter.
Until they also, everybody says
the name.
Twitter.
You know? Also, I mean, like, known
everybody
as
says Twitter still and says tweet. I heard somebody the other day say I tweeted. You know, I'm like,
it's
what?
Not my fault that everyone is wrong. It's not my fault that everyone is referring to the wrong thing. You know, that's
including
not my
the
fault.
Company
it
itself.
Up.
I think the CEO of Twitter just referred to it as Twitter the other day.
Johnny, if you're making a post, if you're making a post, what do you call it? If it's not tweeting, what is it? It's Xing.
It's making a post on X.
It's literally posting.
No, I know we have, but I just wanted to bring it back up.
Is that bad?
I just Xed. I just Xed.
It's posting.
It's posting on
everywhere else.
It's pretty terrible.
Just so
pretty
stupid. But yeah,
and I'm not defending the move. I'm just listen, like. We need to bring it up because it's dumb.
Yeah, die on that hill. Die on that hill. Yeah. Go.
No, it's not die on the hill. It's that, like, it is dumb. It's objectively worse. So, like, I want to use the objectively worse thing just to remind everybody. No, it's not that anymore. It's way worse now.
Yeah.
It's not tweeting anymore. It's posting on X. It's not Twitter anymore. It's X. It's no longer Twitter Blue. It's this weird
X premium.
Yeah,
X premium. And then like, it's X premium plus is the next step up.
Oh my
which
god,
I don't know, like.
Can you get any more generic? Like, it's just bad. It's just like, you know, it's incredible to see like an iconic company just lose it, you know, just
just like destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah, just gone. And, you know,
rumors
I'm not going to say I called
like,
it,
financially,
but I called it,
they're doing really
I called
badly.
It 10 years ago, you know, that it was over. And, you know, am I a prophet? Maybe. Maybe. I'm not saying I said this exactly, but I did say Twitter was going to be done and was dead.
Man.
You know?
Speaking of, this is the perfect, like, convalescence, right? Because somebody tweeted back when it was Twitter in 2019, at Phil Spencer, why not just call 343 Halo Studios.
Oh, weird.
Now that actually has come to pass.
Was 343 formed by Microsoft to make Halo, or was it a game company before that? I actually don't know.
It was formed by Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was formed, and I'm curious why they went with 343, really, when it comes down to it, because everything about Guilty Spark, you know, wasn't good.
Right.
You know, you think about the monitor and he ended up dying, and I mean, is that, you know, they you know, 343 is dead. So
343 Guilty Spark was the most annoying dude. Also, man, I did not like that guy. I guess I should go back and replay the library, the though. Yeah, I should go back and times, do that,
man.
Or just wait like 7 to 8 years until like the Xbox Halo CE remake happens, you know, and then
Halo CE remake.
Yeah,
the Halo remake.
Well, the other one was a remaster with that
studio name there, Travis. True. That's a little bit of a reach there.
The problem is, like, I mean, Reach was definitely Bungie, right? Like, there's no question of that. Like,
it really was.
I'm so curious, like, whether we'll ever see like Bungie bounce back.
No, they're done.
Pun intended.
They're done.
Bounce back. That's not bad. That's not bad.
I just feel like they're too deep. They're in too deep now, you know? But, I mean, who knows? Maybe their next game is going to be super successful and they'll get a bunch of their autonomy back. Ooh, I like this. They chose their destiny when they left Halo. I like that, Travis. Yes. I like that.
Yeah, they had all that propaganda about, you know, destiny in Halo, especially in like ODST and stuff like that.
Did they? You know, what?
Yeah, writing on the wall. Yeah, you didn't know about that?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
There's a lot of different things. Like, well, the main poster was Destiny is I think it was Destiny's coming or something like that. It was something like that. It was Mother Earth basically, and then there was like this moon shape.
And it was
their little way of throwing an Easter egg for Destiny. And now 343 went back in and swapped it actually and changed the words on it now. So if you go back and play that in ODST, it actually says for her or something like that.
Huh.
But it used to say something different. Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, 343 had a lot of chances to make a good Halo game and they did eventually. You know, I really liked Halo Infinite, but
yeah.
I'm happy with a bunch of changes and all of that. Yeah.
I'm excited for them, like we talked about last week, really delving into just the developing. Now that they've got, you know, Unreal, they can actually hopefully just focus and not only get one really good game, but several different games that are cohesive and work together, you know.
Did you guys ever play Unreal Tournament on the Xbox, on the original Xbox? Like this game that I think was really just showing off the Unreal Engine way back in the day.
Right. Yeah.
And I remember playing it with Rob. Do you remember Rob, D?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Rob was really into that game. Unreal Tournament and Unreal Tournament 2. And I always think of those games. Let's see. It was an arena shooter game. Oh, man. It came out in 2004. Oof. Literally 20 years ago. Jeez.
I saw early something. Early 2000s, maybe...
you know. Man, I tell you.
That made me what do think you guys of Unreal, call, and I can't recall what it was.
What do you guys call that decade? From 2000 to 2010. There's the 90s, the 80s, right? The 20-teens. What do you guys call 2000 to 2010? Because I heard someone call it the aughts. No, yeah, there we go. Look, Travis just wrote that in. The aughts.
No, I would never call it that.
I don't like that.
I would call it the 2000s. I'd be pretty vanilla with it and just go the 2000s.
The zeros. 2000s.
The zeros. I like that. Aught. It's okay. So it's spelled with an A. A U G H T. It is the digit zero. Apparently, aught means zero.
So, why don't we call it what everybody was calling it back? You know, 1999, right before the turn.
Y2K?
Yeah, the Y2K, baby. Oh, man. I mean, everybody was freaking out. Like, what's big's going to happen? It's just going to, like, computers, they're just going to flip the number. It's not a big deal. Everybody's like, oh, the stock market, we can't handle it.
Well, you know, I was really young at that point. I was only 7 years old. It turned out fine.
Yep. We're still here. Fine. We're still here.
Yep, here we are, 24 years later, and, you know, I was going to try and find something bad, but honestly, I'm pretty happy, like with, you know, yeah, certain things in the world aren't so great, but, like, I was going to say we still don't have flying cars, but who cares,
right? Yeah, that was supposed to happen, like, yeah. In the 10s,
who even,
you know,
cares
2010s?
That we don't have flying cars? Like, to be honest, I don't want flying cars in my life. That's, like, the last thing I want. If someone's going to crash their flying car into, like, the roof of the house I'm renting, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or do you guys, when
well,
you watch
I mean,
Star
after
Wars,
after the whole thing with Elon Musk, you know, showing those robots, I'm thinking flying cars is next, right?
Well, when you watch Star Wars, right, in Coruscant, they have, like, sky streets, right? So you just see the lines of, like, the flying of the speeders going, and that seems so stupid, right? Because they have the whole sky, and all of them are flying in these lines, but that's what it would have to be. Right.
Well, and
it
would exactly
have to be some,
like,
kind of
people
order,
were like,
for sure.
People were talking about how crazy it is that, like, certain, like, during, like, relief efforts for emergencies, how some sky is, like, off limits to, like, civilian traffic or whatever. It's like, yeah, because otherwise people are going to, like, run into each other. Like, I mean, like, when you're talking about, like, putting a bunch of, like, air vehicles in, like, a space that they normally aren't, like, there's a lot of danger and a lot of coordination that needs to go into that, especially when you don't have, like, air traffic powers, like, actually orchestrating that.
Yeah, when you get civilians up in the air, like, the military's had that open space for so long. You throw civilians up there, man, it's going to be a riot.
Right.
It's,
I mean,
going to be crazy.
Seeing how a lot of these people drive, I'm not excited at the idea of how they would fly. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like Travis would be like, East Coast Flyers are the worst. Man, those East Coast Flyers. You know,
man, those Chicago pilots are, like, really, really aggressive. Jeez.
But that being said, I want to say one. So I know that, like, how am I going to say this? So Elon Musk, you know, doesn't accomplish anything himself at SpaceX, but SpaceX has done some cool stuff recently with, like, catching the rocket, right? Or, like, grabbing the rocket and stuff. I recently got to watch one of the launches where they brought more Starlink satellites up. You know, I watched it with Johnny. It was super cool. Like, as a kid, for me, I wanted to be an astronaut, and seeing SpaceX do really well with their launches and all of this stuff, like, I'm super nerding out and super happy about it. Right. But, you know, then also Elon Musk stops, what is it, blocking on Twitter because people are mean to him,
or bribes people with $1 million check to vote for his candidate.
Listen,
his preferred candidate.
Listen, Mr. Musk, if you're listening,
no,
I will happily
take
$1 million to vote for whoever you want.
I'll do it. Don't do it.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you're listening, you can reach out to me on Twitter. It's @DIJADI.
What's that?
No, that's what he was.
We were just talking about.
It's
not called that anymore.
Do it. Elon Musk, reach out to twitter.com/DIJADI. I would love the chance to refuse you. I would love it.
don't refuse him. Don't refuse him. Think of how much we could do with that.
I would love to turn down $1 million from my principals. I would love to be able to, like, have the opportunity to do that.
It's like,
that'd be fantastic.
Bam. And Dave is going to have something on his wall. It's like, I did this on this day.
Can that be the episode title? Turning down $1 million on principle.
Yeah.
Turning down $1 million on principle. Well, on that note, let's wrap up. Guys, this was episode 1 of season 5. We did it.
Well,
let's go.
What is something that you would not do for $1 million that's not, like, you know, like, ridiculous? Like, that's not, like, inappropriate for a nap.
I feel like it makes me sound awful to be like, I can't think of anything that someone would be like, hey, Johnny, I'm going to give you $1 million if you do this. Like, and, like, I don't know, like, you were pretty not, like, well, something that we can't talk about in a nav. So I guess, like, killing people is not on this list and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I mean, We can flip this. What are you willing to do for way less than $1 million that you go to work for every day? You know, like there was a comedian talking about Leonardo DiCaprio and how he got that Oscar for The Revenant. And people are like, wow, like the acting was so good. And like, you know, he lost all of this weight for it and stuff. And the comedian was like, you know, if you're impressed by that, you are really underestimating what I would do for $40 million. <He's> like, you mean Leonardo DiCaprio kind of worked for 9 months for $40 million? Like, okay, cool. You know, yeah, like for $1 million, dude, yeah, I'll do a lot. Do a lot. You know? I do a lot for a lot less than $1 million.
But the argument there could be like essentially that Leonardo DiCaprio has worked his way up to like, you know, being worth the $40 million or whatever, too. You know, like if it was some extra off the street, they probably wouldn't pay him $40 million just to like starve himself or whatever.
True, true.
Yeah, there is probably. That. There's also this other thing that, I mean, I would do.
But the extra off the volunteer street would take someone over 25.
Right. I don't know how much work I do just volunteering, you know, especially lately. So yeah, I mean,
yeah, for $1 million, dude, freaking yeah. What do you want? I just drove 4 hours and painted last week. I was gone last week, and we didn't actually paint. We were staining my friend's cabin, and I did that all day for free. So you know,
yeah,
definitely be willing to at least work. I'm not saying I would kill David for $1 million, but
but push two, we'll talk about.
Yeah, but you know, kill him in what? I've killed him in Rainbow Six Siege when he was trying to get an achievement that he was really pumped about. You remember that farm?
Oh man, I don't remember that.
Remember we were trying to do like what was it like the hardest terrorist hunt? And we just kept failing, and then we only had like a few dudes left.
Yeah,
and we shot David and killed him, and then we ended up losing. We ended up dying. We were so close to getting that achievement. David got so mad he actually left.
I did get actually.
David never leaves because
we had that
time
in the bag. I almost never rage quit, but oh my gosh, like ooh.
That's something that I feel like I've accomplished something in that night if I have actually done something like that. The other night I was playing with Tuna and I literally made him really frustrated, and actually some people were asking like, were you guys having like this little fight? I'm like, no, I just got under his skin just a little bit, and I was like, yeah, that's how you troll, buddy.
Oh my gosh.
What you do is you get David within reach of a really hard achievement, and then you just shoot him in the back. When he's trusting you, you just shoot him in the back.
We had like, that though too. We were nailing it. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's just a game, David. It's just a game. We'll do it again. And it took us a while after that.
It took us a long time to get back to that point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying I regret it, but you know.
Yeah, we get him just enough and we pull out the rug from under him.
Just like, gotcha.
I feel like I need to make an acolyte board of all these times that I've pushed people just close enough to the edge, you know, because I have them in the back of my head. It's like, okay, there was that time in Monster Hunter. That was one of them.
Oh, yeah. I got really mad.
Man, I was really frustrated, too, actually, during that Monster Hunter run. Yeah,
I got pretty mad.
I think I was frustrated mainly because Johnny was frustrated. Like, I think I'm like, you're doing this with Johnny here and he's trying to take it seriously. Like, really? Come on, man. You already know how this is going to go.
It's not that bad, except you got to chase that stupid monster. Like, we just get there and then you shoot it and he runs to the other side of the map and you got to chase him down. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And playing at Koi was probably not even any better, but I was like, hey, what's this do?
Also, I am excited for Monster Hunter Wilds. I am pretty excited about it.
Travis, I will be the unlockable character in the Reach remake 10 years from now. That will be me. you can clip this and like bookmark it, and that'll happen.
Halo Reach Anniversary. Anniversary
remake. Halo Reach Anniversary, the remake.
Yeah, the remake. No more remasters. If they're gonna do something, might as well remake it, you know?
Ooh, next year is the 15th anniversary of Halo Reach.
I wonder if they'll do anything for that. Probably some skins in Infinite Store, probably.
All right. Well, guys, let's go ahead and wrap up. Season 5, Episode 1. Make sure you like and subscribe and do all the things. You guys have any... I was going to say, do you have any last words? That's not right. Do you have any closing comments?
The Xbox...
Okay, no, bye. Nameless.
Get out of here, Craig.